How many days?
Quantos dias aqui? Oh, you speak English?
Yes.
Oh, how good is your English? I'll put you on the microphone. Yeah, you can. I can tell.
Oh, she's speaking great.
Okay, let's talk with her. I'm gonna give her the microphone. Okay,
yeah, no, get her on. Get her on. Hi there.
Oh, backwards.
Okay. Hi there. How you doing?
Hello.
Hi.
Oh. Hey.
Hey, your English is great.
We are here. We're a family. We travel for 5 days. We come here today.
Please tell me more. Tell me about your journey. And
we traveled for rocks and water, and so horrible. There was so hard. Only the legs, hard. All pain, painful. All is hard and strong. And we are my brother, the little, the wild. All was hard.
And when are you planning to leave? Tomorrow? What's your plan to leave the camp?
And here, all is hard too. Here, you need money to continue, and we don't have.
Okay, so you don't have money to continue the journey?
Yes, don't have. And all here, so people stay for 15 days. More time they stay here because they don't have money.
Wow. So hay oportunidad para trabajando cerca de allá? Oh no.
So people stay here trying to work, but so much can do that.
So do you have a plan how to leave the camp?
No. Imagine some people scaling back out, trying to attack women, and
yes.
All that. And you travel and walk and stay here. You think, oh yeah, here we can stay calm, but you can't. You come 5 days and you walk to here, and here all is terrible too. And you need to continue because here you can't.
You're really amazing, and we wish God to bless you and your family. May I ask, how old are you?
I'm 16 years old.
You're 16. And how is it that you speak English so well?
We're from Venezuela.
Oh, okay. So your family is well-educated in the universities? Is that right?
We're from Venezuela. Here are people from Peru, people from Nigeria, out.
And your plight is very difficult for us to hear. I'm reporting from the United States, and very few people know about
this.
Yeah,
we're going to. Yeah, people know about this.
No.
When you come here, you know that it's hard. But in our country, we can't do anything. You only want to eat, and you have no money. You can't continue there. That's because we do this travel, because we can't. We can't stay alive there.
So when you make it to the United States, what do you hope to do?
We're going to work and going to study, because in other places we have no future. There you can't. You can't have money, you can't study. Includes people like me that want to do things. You can't. You have no opportunities.
Yeah. Well, let me say from America, from the United States, we hope that people like you will join us, people who are passionate about the freedom and the United States, and who are educated. We appreciate you.
Freedom. We want in future. We want in opportunities. Here, you can't. You want to continue, you want to do things and travel. You need to do that. Emily, to all the people here, you need to do that.
Well, you are amazing. I don't know what else
Thank
to say,
you very
but,
much.
But God bless you and your family. We pray for your safety, for your journey.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. You're extraordinary. Please, can I ask you one more question?
Yes.
How did you find out to take this route? How did you learn about coming to this camp?
You need to have more information. And there in the travel, there are places when you can ask and you only can continue by the water. There are places you need to find the place. There are not so much places when you have camino, no hay mucho camino.
Not many
roads.
You need
to find that. You need to find that and continue and continue. There are days your legs are horrible and you need to continue because there you can't. You need to continue to have more opportunities.
Yes. And how many members in your family with you?
6 are here with me. There are 4 children and 2 adults. And there are 2 people more that help us so much. They help us so much. And there are 1 person more. He are from Peru and he come here with us to continue too. And here we found some people from other places, from Haiti, from Nigeria. We help out people. And there on the jungle, on the stage, there was so much people out walking 6, 5, 7 days. They are there and they can't go out. Children, babies, woman with babies too, they passing by there and are from opportunities. Alar is going from a good future. You have no opportunities. You need to continue.
May I ask you, do you share the principles of the United States, like working hard and contributing to society and being a law-abiding citizen?
Yes, we all know that. That's because we are going there.
And if you make it there, what do you plan to do?
Yeah, that's what I mean, yeah.
Work and study and do things like that.
If your family arrived to the United States, what would they do for work?
They are manicure, pedicure, mechanic, things like that. And we learn so much. I like to learn so much. They are going to study. My brothers, they play, they do the port. They are so people, so much talented that don't do so much things. That's because they have no opportunities in our country.
Yeah.
So that's because we continue.
Can you give us your first name only so we can find you again? Just your first name?
Emily Marquez.
Emily. Okay. Muchas gracias, Emily. Muchas gracias.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. God bless you and your family.
Thank you.
And please give that back to my friend. Wow. She's amazing. That's Michael. That's amazing.
I hope her family makes it.
It's Michael. It's heartbreaking. I mean, such a bright, promising young woman.
Good job, Emily.
She's amazing. A global reset is coming, and that's why I've recorded a new 9-hour audiobook. It's called The Global Reset Survival Guide. You can download it for free by subscribing to the naturalnews.com email newsletter, which is also free. I'll describe how the monetary system fails. I also cover emergency medicine and first aid and what to buy to help you avoid infections. So download this guide. It's free. It's my gift to you simply because I want like-minded people to survive.